Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome back to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. In This League is back for football. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. We are here for the 2024 season.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And it's only June and there's no football, but it's coming. Right. And we are getting you prepared. We've got a great season in store, mapped out all the off-season episodes, some killer stuff that we're going to be doing, from, you know, biggest rank questions, mock drafts galore, projections, favorite players, perfect drafts. All of that stuff is going to be happening. We're going to be doing tons more videos, so make sure you're following us, not just here on the podcast feed for the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast, but at youtube.com/inthisleague, getting a lot more of our video stuff involved for these episodes and prep, leading us all into today's first episode of the fantasy football season, where we are going to be doing the introduction to 2024 ranks. We're going to be looking at Fantasy Pros consensus ranks, a great place, not only because I work there and Bogman works there as well. We both work there, but it is the consensus ranks platform where people all off season long, there's like 60 plus people have already ranked, are putting it. So let's get a standardized list to average you out. And we're going to be taking Bogman's early ranks, doing a comparison. Again, this is going to be designed to getting your brain wrapped around the player values and where ranks are, hence the introduction to the 2024 ranks, which ranking really never sleeps, Boggs. Yours sure as hell hasn't.
Yeah, rankings are up. I mean, I think there's over like 40 or 50 people.
I know, I told you, there's like 60. It was like 57, I think, last that I looked.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that have already ranked, and by the time we get to the end of June, that's probably going to double or triple. I mean, there's always a bunch of people that want their rankings in at Fantasy Pros. And it has led to a lot of differing opinions, but an interesting overall that we get. And, you know, as per usual, I am way different on some rankings, but I'm in line with a lot as well. So I don't know that I'm the crazy outlier on too many players, maybe Kenneth Walker, but we all knew that. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think my initial thought when I got to the rankings and I ranked everyone and I, you know, step back before I make my overall, because I don't like overall and I do it last, I just go positional first. I went, man, I feel like there's a lot of depth at every position this year. And I think there are definitely, there are obviously tiers, right? There's still, you have your top end quarterbacks, your top end tight ends. But I think after that, in both of those positions, it's pretty deep. I think running back is not, I wouldn't call running back deep, but it's deeper than it was last year. And wide receiver is, with the class that came in, I mean, it might have made it harder to draft wideouts because you have to stay in the
ranks. A little bit about that, though, is the Pollyanna nature of off-season fantasy football, where everything is possible anything can happen. Everyone's a sleeper and everyone will produce. And I'm not saying that to you. It's just, it's course. Kind of everybody. I mean, I poke at Debro about that. I've been poking at Erickson about that on Fantasy Pros. There is a nature to the offseason where everything and anything is possible. And you'll have, I think the positives outweigh the negatives. Rookies run rampant on who they can be, who they're going to take over. Acquisitions. This player goes to this team. He's now positive here. What has been taken away from this team? I'm not saying it's not deep. It always is. There's always the roster construction points.
You're looking at it with a less critical eye because it's not happening tomorrow.
I think it's a more critical eye in that. I mean, you have obviously you guys have gone down the road of heavy breakdowns. And what I'm saying is you look and you see the possibilities of what all these talented players can do. When we have less insight in teams, not every team is giving us the nugget. Hey, Treylon Burks is going to have to go on to special teams if he's going to make this team. Guess what? We know what Treylon Burks means this year. We don't get all of those. We get the positive. This guy's running great. Oh my God, what could Worthy really be with Braylon Allen?
Braylon Allen is getting all of the praise right now because Aaron Rodgers likes him. You know, so
it's best shape of our life season. It's all of this. So not to say that these things aren't deep, but we don't have definitives. But what we do have are the possibilities of players in new opportunities or have been given new opportunities and the rookies. The rookies are always this big, insightful thing. They can do this, but someone has to be hurt. Someone is going to be ineffective. Someone is not going to live up to the hype. Or in some cases, you're going to have the teams, which is the worst, where you're going to have one guy shines this week, another guy shines that week. So not to pour cold water on the idea, but I don't think we've affirmed what people can be. I don't know if we've gotten to the place where we're affirming what will be and what is. And that's where spring training preseason starts to kind of open up a little bit and we start to get, you know, we start to understand the roles better, I guess is a way that I'm saying. Like everyone's still talking about, Brooks. You know, with the Dolphins, like it could be this. And it's like, well, we might get a definitive. It's not, and it might just be Achane, but like we have these, it could be everybody. Everybody's going to be,
you're talking about Jalen Wright. Yeah. I think,
or Jalen Wright. Yeah. Yeah. Who was I thinking of?
Brooks for Carolina. So
that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Yeah. Right. On both sides, but more specifically, with the Dolphins, like that is what kind of flows around and everybody can be worthwhile where it could define itself that it's not. And it is simply going to be Achane and Mostert, you know, that type of stuff slowing out there. But again, that is what the whole process is about in the definition. And that is what is fun and interesting about this is giving you guys this introduction. So like I said, we will be talking about where the consensus ranks are, where Bogman kind of lies in those first few rounds. And then a really big definitive, these are the major differences Bogman has in the consensus rank world. I think that's really beneficial. So that should be fun. And guess what? You want access to this sheet. We have a sheet, our show sheet right here, which I'm going to just tell you is quite a robust thing. If Bogman is actually going to share each one of these tabs, this is a whole workbook for you guys to check out.
This was my weekend. This is what I did this weekend.
Bogman ranks from Dynasty to Superflex to this sheet and others that we do are available on our Patreon for you guys to kind of dig through, diagnose and whatever. So come and join us in thisleague.com. It's a great time. Football season is here. We are jumping, ramping and prepping into it. We've got bigger, more plans for In This League on the Patreon side. That's where my ranks will go as well. And extra content. So hopefully you guys want to not only support us in thisleague.com, but join up with a great community. We got the football group me rooms where people are talking and jamming, doing all that type of stuff, whether it's dynasty, setting up leagues and more. And as the offseason goes, Bogman puts together these really cool sheets, like the ranks analysis sheet that we'll end up getting and all of that in between projections when we do it. And we'll give you guys our show sheet so you guys can kind of not do your own show, but you can kind of see what we're talking about. You can use it as a follow companion along piece.
Yeah.
InThisLeague.com. That's a Patreon. InThisLeague.com. Come and sign up today. All right. I think it's time. One thing I want to mention to you. What side of the fence are you on the Debo Samuel trade side? Are you on the Erickson? he's getting traded, he has to get traded the incorrect side? Or are you on the correct side that the 49ers want to win a Super Bowl and they don't care about player comps at the end of the day if it's going to cost them play? They're not going to trade him because he won't re-sign or they can't re-sign. So they're going to keep everybody that they can to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
You're on the incorrect side. I can already
know. I'm not. Can I please? Can I speak? Can I finish? Please, can I finish? All right, I'm finished. No, look, he's not getting traded. The trade, you know, I don't think he's getting traded. I'll say it would make sense if the Niners traded him because they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round, because they have so much depth at that spot. But the time to trade Debo was during the draft.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
And on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
It's in this league.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
So our dear friends over at Fantasy Pros, of course, again, hat tip to them, the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Ranks. You could just type in our Fantasy Football Ranks. We're going to be at the tippy top here. I will have my ranks are not out yet, so I can't skew this system too much, though I'm not going to skew the number one overall pick any more than I could because he's already there. But we're going to go through and look at what the rounds are. And I can tell you what's interesting looking at your ranks. You have one player, it looks like, that is outside of the consensus top 15, if we're going, or actually 12. I'm sorry, these are in 12. So you have two players that are outside your top 12 that are inside the consensus 12, and then vice versa. So two of your top 12 are not in the first round here, where you've got two other guys. So let's take a look here. Number one is Christian McCaffrey on the ranks list. No surprise, no shocker with how he's performed. Number one, we don't need to screw around with Jonathan Taylor or anybody else this year. Everyone's on it. The next four are wide receivers. CeeDee Lamb, the number one wide receiver on ECR this year. Tyreek Hill, number two. Ja'Marr Chase, number three. Justin Jefferson, number four. Let's stop there for a second on that wide receiver rank list. Based on your positional, I think that's not chalk. I've got
the top three, right? So the orange is where I'm with ECR here. Red is where I'm lower. And green.
So you, do you have it Lamb, Hill, and Chase is one, two, three?
I do. Yeah. In my wide receivers, I do.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. In the wide receivers, as far as that wide receiver rank goes, this is that core four. All right. So then coming in at the number two running back, at six overall is Breece Hall on the ECR, followed by Amon-Ra St. Brown at seven, Bijan at eight, You've got A.J. Brown, Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua at 9, 10, 11, and Jonathan Taylor at 12. So that is four running backs inside the top 12, eight wide receivers in there, and new additions. You know, Puka and I guess Garrett Wilson feel like the two biggest additions to the really lockdown first round for this season. And then just pointing out, they're not in your first round. Those are the two ones that did not make your first round.
Yeah, I've got extra running backs in here. I put JT in the first round still, and I have Gibbs and Barkley in the first round. So to me, like I said, I think that positionally, wide receiver is so deep. Why not take a running back? Running back is deeper than it has been, but it's still running back, right? These guys get hurt more often. So
did you say why not take a wide receiver or why not take
a running back? So because there's eight in there for them. I have six. I have six of each in mine. I split it straight down the middle. ECR is slanted towards wide receivers. And I think there are so many good wide receivers that I'm not doing that. I'm taking Gibbs ahead. I'm taking Saquon ahead. So for me, I think Saquon's has the potential to have a huge year. We just saw the year that DeAndre Swift had in Philly. Think about how much better Saquon is than DeAndre Swift, and now put him behind that line. I know they lose Jason Kelsey, but they've made plans to replace him for a long time. So to me, I'm more likely to take a running back. I'm not passing on these wide receivers. You know, I still have, you know, I go CMC, Lamb Hill, then I go Breece Bijan, then I have Chase Jefferson and Monra, then Taylor, AJ, Gibbs, and Barkley at the end. So I do have them mixed in, but to me, it's BPA in the first round because there is depth everywhere. I just don't have those wide receivers as my BPAs.
I think
Gibbs and Barkley in there.
I'm probably going to be like a tiny bit different because the only thing is, so this is unique. Looking as a six, it looks like the top 14 players also they'll tier it, not just first round. That equates to the first two tiers is the top 14 players. So there's, it's, by the way, it's Gibbs and Barkley that make it. They're your first rounders. They're not in the first round of the ECR fantasy.
But they're in the second tier.
But yeah, they're in the second tier. Because here's the deal, though, I look at. You're not wrong with what you were saying, but they have McCaffrey and Breece Hall as tier one running backs. I personally would probably throw Bijan in there. I then kind of think there's a bigger gap between the running backs. But when I look at, not to say that there isn't a gap between Tyreek Hill and Garrett Wilson, but when you fall off from Garrett Wilson and, like, let's say Puka down to the next tier of wide receiver, I feel like that is a bigger gap than going from Gibbs to Etienne or Gibbs to Kyren or something like that. That I don't know if I'm a little bit torn. If I had a back end first round pick where I have to take a running back, I might be more prone to say, I got to get Garrett Wilson, because if I go take, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs here instead of Garrett Wilson, I just think the level of wide receiver I'm going to get just takes, I feel like the wide receiver drop is bigger than the running back drop. Does that make sense how I'm saying?
Oh,
that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, and I get it. You know, like, look, if you don't, if, and I have them separated into tier. I have the top five, and then I have, just if we're talking just wide receivers, then I do have Brown, Nacua. I put Wilson, and I also put Marvin Harrison Jr. in that second tier, and then it drops down to a third tier that is still short. It's only six guys. A fourth tier, and I even have a fifth tier that is real short. But then we get into massive tiers. So, yes, I do see the separators in wide receiver, which is why I call it an arms race. And maybe there's less in running backs to some people, but I don't know. I feel like there are way more trustable wideouts, and there should be because you have to start three. But I mean, I think it's trustable maybe into the 40s at wide receiver, whereas in running backs, you know, you get down to 24, 25, and then you start to get a little wonky. So I understand it from both sides, right? And this is the gray area that we talk about in make your own ranking.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's however you want. Running backs get hurt more. Some people just flat out don't like them because of that. I get it. But for me, I'm looking at who do I trust? And I trust some of these running backs more than I trust some of these wide receivers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
This might be the first year that I am willing to go even more heavy wide receiver, like maybe first three round wide receiver, because I think if I'm in the middle, I'm going to be a sucker for Breece and Bijan. So if by this overall ranking, Breece is at 6 and Bijan is at 8. So if I've got to pick between, call it 5 and 8, I probably am getting a running back. And I will probably have, you have Taylor at 9. I will probably actually have Taylor like how you have him, like let's say above AJ Brown. So those three I'm likely to have if I have a mid-round pick. But if I have a late-round pick, I'm more like, or the middle like 3, I'm more likely to do something like, let's say Garrett Wilson, and let's just say I got maybe even Marvin Harrison or Devonta Adams in rounds 1 and 2, and then go into round 3. And if I were to get lucky and a Derrick Henry drops, or maybe you go for a more boring like Jacobs or Pacheco, I might do that. But I still might come back to wide receiver again and take a third wide receiver and then play fourth round where I get a, you know, Devon Achan or James Cook and start delving into there, because I feel like the separators of, yes, there are so many great wide receivers, but you have a chance to get like elite on the wide receivers. You could take a step above if you do that, where, you know, how far is the drop off from Derrick Henry in Baltimore? It could be huge, by the way, but Derrick Henry in Baltimore to James Cook in Buffalo, and their 2-round difference. You know, like it might not be as extreme as the wide receiver drop. So that's more of just the big philosophical thing.
Sure.
As we're talking about this introduction. So round 2 on the ECR again, Jahmyr Gibbs, Saquon Barkley, who Bogman has already said those are first round picks to him. They are the start of the second round and the end of tier 2 on their ECR ranks. Followed by Devonta Adams. So Devonta Adams now comes in as wide receiver 9. Feels like just where he was last year. Travis Etienne is 16 overall. Brandon Ayuk at 17. I think this will be vastly debated. Let's talk about it here in a second. Marvin Harrison Jr. shows up at 18 overall in the consensus ranks. Kyren Williams, Chris Olave, who I've seen a lot of offseason stuff on. The first quarterback, Josh Allen, Mike Evans, Drake London. Everybody's more excited about Drake London and Derrick Henry finish out. Those are your top 24 players. Marvin Harrison at 18 overall. But guess what? Bogman says, you don't like Big Red? Then F you, because you put him at 15 overall.
Yeah, look, I mean, let's think about this in context, not just about Marvin Harrison's talent, right? Because we all know, you know, could have been the number one guy off the board. No one would have blinked an eye. It wouldn't have been shocking. Marvin Harrison has been talked up for for a long time. His dad's a Hall of Famer. He is his dad with more size, which is crazy to think of. But let's think about the Arizona Cardinals offense that is still going to pass a lot. Why? Because the defense is awful. And he comes in and he is immediately the number one target getter on that team. I think Trey McBride is probably two to Marvin Harrison. So Marvin is going to be littered with targets every single game by Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray is a good quarterback. We saw at the end of last year, we weren't sure. He's coming off a knee injury. He's a smaller stature guy. It's a new offense. Like, there's so much that could have thrown him off into where we're like, well, I don't know who the quarterback here is going to be. He could have been like the Malik Nabers situation. We don't know what we're getting out of Daniel Jones in New York, but we know what we're getting out of Kyler Murray in Arizona, and they have a bad defense for a team that's going to have to pass a lot for a guy that can handle a huge workload. He did it at Ohio State. So this guy steps into the NFL with not just all of the talent that we talked about, but the opportunity to be a number one in an offense that is going to have to play catch up a lot. Going to get a lot of garbage time from this Arizona Cardinals offense, and Marvin Harrison is going to be a major contributor because of it. So also I love Marv.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Also going to get a lot of attention in that offense as well. I think the tight end game is always really interesting to look at with the Cardinals. Keep in mind as well. Ayuk, do you think this is a preemptive Ayuk rank to him being moved? Because all anybody can talk about when they talk about Brandon Ayuk is that the 49ers offense just doesn't pass the ball at the rate. There's no really trust. Even Ayuk and Debo, both were not necessarily trustworthy because it's more game efficient, you know, just making sure the offense is running. You have some big games, of course, but Ayuk only have so many. For him to show in at wide receiver one at this stage, to me, feels like people are being presumptuous about him being moved.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I think he goes down. If the Niners say, if they re-sign him and they don't trade Debo, I'll predict right now he goes down in overall rank.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Okay. Yeah, that one, I mean, maybe Erickson, but I don't think a lot of people are having that mindset right now. I don't think that's the mindset to have, is that this guy is definitely getting traded. Trades are harder to do in the NFL. They happen usually in certain windows. There is one coming up right before the season starts, so that is a window where trades happen. But if it doesn't happen then maybe the trade deadline, and probably not, because you don't trade assets in season as much in the NFL. So I don't know. There's two little short windows for him to get traded, and I think this is the number that people see him at because he had such a great year.
It's an interesting collective here. So you've got five running backs made it. You've got six wide receivers. I couldn't do math there for a second. And then one quarterback where Josh Allen comes in, and a lot of good quarterbacks this year. It actually feels just like the same discussion we have every single year. Actually, it doesn't feel much different. There's like one guy that everybody views. It's usually been Mahomes. Now it's Allen, that it's like, okay, once that opens, then, you know, maybe I want the next tier. And then it's like, you know, jumping ahead, Hurts, Jackson and Mahomes all go third round. And then there's this big gap. And then it just feels like it always does, where it's like, cool, if you can get one of the unique guys, it's going to cost you probably late second between early four. And then if not, there's just still amazing value in, you know, the Anthony Richardsons of the world, Joe Burrow. I mean, those guys are falling. Even
Caleb.
You know, yeah. Caleb. Yeah. Purdy is out there. Even, I mean, there's just good quarterback value across the board, but this doesn't feel any different than any year.
No, it doesn't. And for me, once again, I'm just not paying for the top quarterback. A 21 is where Josh Allen is in ECR. He's also my number one quarterback, and I have him at 33. I'm not taking a quarterback until the end of the third round at earliest. And it's, you know, and that's if I really want one and one of those top end guys are sitting there. It looks like Josh Allen will never be there for me. So I'm probably going to be looking more like Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, guys like that. So Once again, I'm holding off on drafting a quarterback in a one QB league. I would say I do want a top 12 QB because I think it's like you have like your top 12 or 13, and then there's just a glut of all this big, huge QB2 market, which affects us obviously way more in Superflex than it does here in terms of where you're taking QBs.
And we'll talk about Superflex. I'm going to burn through the kind of similar. We'll do more of a burn through on Superflex ranks. We'll talk about here in a second, but I feel like I'm going to own a lot of like Anthony Richardson this year. I feel like that's going to be kind of my speed. Give me an Anthony Richardson. And then I might even be the dolt that's willing to like a little bit later, just get another back, you know, give me a Herbert, give me a Jaden Dan, you know, someone just that's like covers my basis a little bit more. But I think the upside is still there. It's top five QB with less of a cost. So the third round, it starts with Jalen Hurts at your quarterback two at pick 25, Kelsey LaPorta. And we're going to talk about them here in a second. They come in at 26 and 27. Bogman knows what's coming. Then we got a wide receiver cluster, Debo, DJ Moore, Michael Pittman, Nico Collins. We're up to 31 overall. Isaiah Pacheco, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Waddle, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Jacobs. I believe Josh Jacobs is running back 11. So through three rounds, we have gotten to, does that sound right? Let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, Jacobs is the 11. So we haven't even gotten through three rounds all 12 starting running backs yet. So just want to point that out to you. Kind of back to Bogman's point. Maybe like the top tiers might be more valuable, and then there's just these bigger gaps and whatnot. We have lots of wide receivers. The thing I was going to mention, and I just think this is silly, it's crazy, but this is a weird rank oddity. When you look at the consensus ranks, Sam LaPorta is positionally the top tight end at number one, and Kelsey is number two. But on the overall, Kelsey is higher than LaPorta.
Yeah, it's because those psychos that are listing Kelsey in the overall are putting him way higher than LaPorta is.
And I think so, that's so silly too. It should be counted. They should count it.
So you think
I'm gonna talk to him. I think if a player in the overall, that should have some weight. If it's enough that you have to put him higher than LaPorta, that should affect the positional rank. That should be one of those things has to matter more, because it's like, how is LaPorta the number one tight end? Yet on the overall, he is not the number one.
You have more people ranking LaPorta as one, but their overall, he's lower than the people that are ranking Kelsey one. There's fewer people, but they're ranking him higher in the overall. So it's a weird quirk. It happens a couple times in the overall. I think Pittman, in fact, in this third round, Michael Pittman is like that as well. I think positionally he's lower than two of the guys maybe, but overall he's in the middle. So,
but let me ask you the important thing though, then it's like, do you care about tight ends in the third round? Because we're going to get no tight ends in the fourth. We're not really going much too further in the introduction to rank. So the only two tight ends in premium right now, not talking tight end premium leagues, that's a whole nother ball game, but tight ends of premium, whether LaPorta or Kelsey's one or two, kind of doesn't matter. They're next to each other. Do you think like it belongs that way?
Yeah, I do. I think there's a break to me really between the top three. It depends on your trustability in Mark Andrews. I feel like I trust Mark Andrews, but my overall says maybe I don't. Maybe I do need to lower him into a different tier. But I have my personal rankings. I have LaPorta, Kelsey, and McBride 23, 24, 25. So I have them as the top of the third round in terms of tight ends. But if I don't get one of those guys, and then maybe Mark Andrews a little bit later, I'm really waiting after that for a tight end. So it's different than quarterback, but not too much different. I do think that the drop-off is sharper at tight end than it is at QB. So I would be more willing to invest in a tight end than I would be a QB early.
Three quarterbacks, two tight ends, three running backs, and five wide receivers. That's how the third round kind of balances out to everybody. Debo, Moore, Pittman, Nico, those are like 15 through 18 as far as wide receiver goes. So you're going to get through your top 24 wide receivers by the time you get to round four. You're going to scratch the surface of all your starting running backs when we get to round four. And round four, by the way, Devin Achane is 37 overall, DK Metcalf, Rashad White, Cooper Kupp, Devonta Smith, James Cook, Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, now with the Texans, Kenneth Walker, CJ Stroud, and Malik Nabers. That's how you finish out the fourth round. That is two rounds of starting wide receivers, five overall quarterbacks, two tight ends, and like a couple past your starting wide receiver. So that is what in this introduction is coming off of the board. So two rounds of wide receivers are gone through round four. So as much as you can wait and there is good value, there are great wide receivers in the next round too. I mean, Tank Dell is in there. George Pickens is going to get a big opportunity and stuff like that. But you have the chance to create big separators. And I do think that's more important because also Joe Mixon is in the fourth or Rashad White's in the fourth, but then you got like Aaron Jones and, you know, Ramondre and DeAndre Swift later. It's like, all right, I think the gaps of wide receivers, the priority becomes bigger with the wide receivers, at least in my mind right now, than it does those running backs.
In terms of ECR, which by the way, I will point out, ECR and ADP are different, right? So this is the consensus rankings. Where these guys are going is going to be different. We don't have a lot of that information yet because not a lot of drafts have happened, but I'll tell you that running backs go a little bit higher. I feel like people get a little more desperate than where they are ranked. So I think in practicality, in the first four rounds, most of the time you want to come out with two wide receivers and two running backs. I think that's what you want most of the time when you're boiling it down. But I think there's enough depth to where if you love Josh Allen, you think he's going to score 15 rushing touchdowns again, that's your guy, right? If you think, Garrett Wilson is going to exceed with Aaron Rodgers back, that's your guy. So I would say, I think in the first four rounds, you have a little more freedom to take upside plays because the depth is so good, whether that is, you know, taking a guy above their ECR because you like them or reaching for a different position. I think there's a little more flexibility at the top of drafts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach?
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
To learn how to read. If they can't even fit inside the building.
In This League.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Really? That's my basic overall, how I see, regular 1QB drafts kind of playing it this year.
So two quarterback drafts. We're not going to go as intensive, but we want to do a focus on the quarterbacks here because the introduction we gave you was a lot of positional stuff. You kind of understand the positional stuff. So now we're going to integrate that into just the understanding and the first look at super flex ranks by round on Fantasy Pros. The first 6 picks are all quarterbacks, and it is going to follow the path of rankings. Josh Allen, Hurts, Jackson, Mahomes, Stroud, and Anthony Richardson. Those are the top 6 picks in a super flex and super flex draft ranks right now. It follows up Christian McCaffrey finally comes in at 7. I think you will see McCaffrey go higher in a lot of super flex formats. People understanding quarterbacks, willing to get a guy later, get the advantage of McCaffrey. I think McCaffrey going around five is going to make a lot more sense and for people. Joe Burrow comes in at eight, number one wide receiver, CD at nine. Dak comes in at 10, and then it goes Tyreek and Chase. So they've got eight quarterbacks in the first round for Superflex, one running back and three elite wide receivers, which opens up this opportunity in the second round that has only Kyler, Love, and Purdy. That is 11 quarterbacks in. And then you just do the same positional flow of like, it goes Kyler, Jefferson, Breece, Amon-Ra, then Jordan Love, then Bijan, then Purdy. And then it goes Brown, Wilson, Nakua, Taylor, Gibbs. So it's like it's essentially ending at Purdy of being the quarterbacks that you have to really reach for. So the advantage of taking the first round quarterback is definitely important. But you were kind of insinuating that you're feeling a little bit different this year.
Well, it's funny because I feel like, you know, our strategy, and we do the Jake Seeley Superflex League every single year. The
Flex League.
In that where we've had, you know, teams combined or separate teams has been, I want two quarterbacks early. This year, I think I'm zigging a little bit when people are zagging. I think we have more people super concerned about the QBs. I'll say this. I still want one of those top guys. If I can get one, I still want a top three guy, maybe top four guy for sure. I have my top three guys, and then I have a big glut of the running backs and wide receivers that could be number one overall at their position. Christian McCaffrey, Bijan, Breece Hall. You know, I have that group along with the wide receivers of, you know, Hill and Jefferson and Chase and Tyreek and, you know, everybody in there. Then I have more quarterbacks. So I think this year I'm more taking QBs on the ends. And if I'm picking in the middle, I'm taking number one at their position, because I think the second group of quarterbacks, because I'm still in range to get a good one coming back if I'm picking 7, 8, 9. That second group of QBs is so good that I don't feel like I have to immediately go QB, QB, because I like the second group of QB so much. And I have a giant tier in my QB rankings. Let me just double check it here. Going from QB 15 down to QB 25, a big glut of 10 QBs that I like kind of to be in the same range. Some have more risk than
others. So do you envision it more positional player, quarterback, positional player, and then quarterback again in the fourth? Like that's how, like in a perfect, if you're putting together your perfect theoretical draft, like you get McCaffrey, and then maybe you're getting like, I know you probably don't want Purdy. You probably want like a Kyler, which I don't know if you would get. And then another top positional player, like a wide receiver, and then fourth round quarterback.
So this is another important thing. So because there are risky and rookie QBs, my dream would be like, give me CMC, right? Give me like, if Kyler Murray could fall to me in the second, that'd be amazing. Caleb Williams in the third. And then I'm waiting and I'm taking one a little bit later, but I'm taking a higher third QB than you're used to taking, just to make sure because Caleb Williams,
Caleb, you have like Herbert, you have them higher than what the consensus ranks.
Any rookie QB is conditional. All of them are conditional, right? So I think backing them up pretty quick is, but this is the year I'm taking a risk on like a Caleb. You know, I have Jane Daniels lower than I have him, but once again, I mean, rankings are fluid. You know, everyone has Jane Daniels ranked at 16, assuming he is starting from week one. He should, but it's Dan Quinn in charge. It's not Cliff Kingsbury in charge. So I'm not sure, right? The numbers that Jaden will put up will be amazing in Kingsbury's system. Is he starting week one or is it week seven? You know, I don't know. So right now, so I have him ranked a little bit lower than ECR. So, but what I'm saying is that there is a glut of good QB talent and I'm waiting on that second one. I'm taking the third one faster, maybe even wait on the first one. But for the most part, I do want a QB in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still down for the QB in the first round, but it's kind of to your point. Like, I don't know. I'm probably not going to take Anthony Richardson over McCaffrey when I could. I mean, in theory, if I really want, I could go McCaffrey. I could get one of the top wide receivers in the second round. And then I'm playing with a little bit of fire, but you could maybe get a Caleb and a Cousin, or a Caleb and a Stafford, or you could get an Aaron Rodgers in 3 and 4. I mean, there's stuff you can do in 3 and 4 to go elite positional stuff. But again, from an introduction standpoint, 8 wide receivers in the first round is where the consensus ranks are, top 6 picks being quarterbacks, and you have incredible talent positionally in the second and third round. I think the fourth round is where things start to even themselves back up. I just want to point out, like, if you're looking for advantages, yes, you could take a quarterback in the first and second round, and you can get a pretty solid player in the third round, but there is a definite statistical advantage if you can get those top positional players somehow, one of them in round 2 or even 1 and 2, that round 4, it's like, okay, now the quarterbacks have kind of evened out, the positional wide receivers are even out, the running backs are kind of lower, like the world evens itself out a little bit for those weird advantages you can take advantage of in super flexes. But
brand new luxury apartments, if you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's a whole new world, and super flexes are bigger than they have ever freaking been before. Yeah. It's crazy. And this year, we're going to be doing multiple super flex mock drafts and more tied in premium. I think people are going to be happy about that. You know, Scott Fishbowl has been a big pusher of the tight end premium, and more people are doing those. So tight end premium, super flex, those are kind of like the new way to go. But that is your introduction to what ranks look like. And again, what I think is really helpful for people is also understanding the new player value.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league. In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Now that we have prepared you all for what the introduction of the ranks looks like, Bogman is going to be able to flip some stuff. These are going to go a little bit deeper. We focus on the top 4 rounds. These are some, I really don't see a whole lot of first round. There's a couple wide receivers that are in there. But for the most part, as far as the highs and lows, let's start at quarterback. I'm going to list off the 4 that I'm going to list them off. And then I don't think we need to talk about every single guy through the hole, but you know, you pick a player or two that's really important. 4 quarterbacks that Bogman is higher on than ECR. Most of these have a big run. I have a feeling why this first one is only 2 spots off, but I know why you want to talk about him. Caleb Williams, ECR, is not a top 12 starting quarterback. Bogman has him at 11. Justin Herbert at 15 in ECR. Bogman, 10. Those are 2 first round quarterbacks. You have JJ McCarthy 5 spots higher and Drake May 6 spots higher. All of them technically are at least a quarterback 2 in a super flex, where the rank does not designate that for McCarthy and May. So again, I don't think we need to talk about all of these guys. Sure. The Herbert and Williams one are probably the most important because they are QB1s to you compared to ECR.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with McCarthy and May, I'll just get them out of the way. McCarthy is, if this guy starts, Kevin O'Connell throws the ball. The Vikings threw the fourth most passes in the NFL with, like, Josh Dobbs and Nick Mullins as QBs last year. So if McCarthy gets in there, he's throwing the ball a lot. I think Drake May takes over real fast in New England. I know they said they're going to take it easy with him. They're going to ease him in. All that. He's just so much better than anybody else on that roster. He's going to make the offense better. I think he starts fast. So that's why I have those two guys high. For Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams is getting just a myriad of dissenting opinions on what he's going to do. Well, I just look at, like we just talked about with Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison. This guy is surrounded by talent now. They added Keenan Allen. They drafted Roma Dunze. DJ Moore is still there. Cole Kmet's a good receiving tight end. They added one of the best receiving backs in the NFL in DeAndre Swift. And the defense didn't improve that much. So this is a team loaded with talent around a rookie QB that is probably going to have to play point for point in a lot of games. So I love Caleb, he's not going to run crazy like a Jaden Daniels could, but he's got enough to score touchdowns and get you 400 to 500 rushing yards if they decide to run him. He's a rookie, maybe on a short leash in terms of the running. With Justin Herbert, I think what everybody sees is, okay, well, Greg Roman's coming in from Baltimore. All this team does is run. What is there for Justin Herbert to do? They took Keenan Allen away. Mike Williams is gone. They don't have a lot of talent in the receiving core. That is true. But the defense is still miserable. I do expect Harbaugh to make it better, but this is another QB that is going to have to play point for point with teams like the Chiefs. The Raiders offense is better in this offense. So I think that they are going to have to throw the ball more often than people are giving them credit for. And I think Herbert has a better year because of it. Kind of like we saw, you know, I don't mean to compare them because the talent level is so much different, but what we saw from Baker last year, no one had any hopes for Baker at all in Tampa Bay. And he was pretty damn good. Jared Goff, everybody, oh, they're going to run the ball a million times. Jared Goff's not going to be anything. Jared Goff's pretty good. So I think that with even more talent from Herbert, that makes him a QB1 to me.
The three that are low, we're not going to do all of them. I'll just ask you one of them. Brock Purdy, ECR 11, you have him at 14, so not a QB1. Jaden Daniels, who you've already talked about, 16, you have at 20. You mentioned why. Geno Smith, this is an annual thing for you, 23, you have him at 26. But Purdy's the only one, I think, to discuss here real quick.
I don't even feel like I'm low on Purdy, Welsh.
But you
I
are. Think,
okay, but it's only because I'm high on Herbert and Williams. So somebody gets pushed down, it's Purdy. This is why I like the depth of QB this year, is because it's pretty good, I think. So for me, this isn't hater aid. I know what Brock Purdy can do. He can easily be a QB1. I don't have him that far off. 14.
I think the thing with Purdy always is the same thing. Like I've always been, I remember we joked about it on the Fantasy Pros Extra Point show. Erickson was there this one day last year. It happened off air. Joe and I got into a big old thing as friends, of course, but like a screaming match about Brock Purdy and as how friends. Negative he is as friends about Purdy. But a the thing is like match. Brock Purdy, I think his floor is QB1 at all times, but it's low QB1.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.